This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Just as children imitate their parents, we should imitate Christ. His great love for us has led him to sacrifice himself so that we might live. Our love for others should be of the same kind, the same stripe, a love that goes beyond mere affection to a self-sacrificing service. We're in Ephesians chapter 5 today, beginning in verse 1, Paul the Apostle writing to that church in the city of Ephesus, he says, "Follow God's example in everything you do, just as much loved children imitates his father." So in the original text, he actually began with therefore. He says, be therefore imitators in Christ. Now, oftentimes Paul would kind of reflect back on the things that he said by saying, therefore, or in light of everything I have said, and then he goes on to elaborate. So in this case, we'd say, well, what is he saying therefore here in chapter 5? What's leading Paul to this point and to this statement? Well, if you've been with us, you know that Paul ended chapter 4 with the statement, forgive one another just as God in Christ forgave you. Or it says, be kind to each other, forgiving of one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. In order to even attempt that daunting call, gang, we have to actually know him. We have to know his characteristics. How can we even attempt to be like him if we don't truly know who and what he is? We are reminded herein that we're not called to feel God. We're not called to even experience God, however wonderful those things are. We are, however, called repeatedly to know him. We can come to know the person and the nature of God the Father by knowing the Son Jesus. It was this that was really a great part of his coming to this earth and his living here amongst us, so that he could and would not, I guess, be some far-off creator, some nebulous deity, but rather he could be someone that we know as a friend, as a savior, guide, a mentor. He would be a personal redeemer. Now, please understand that word personal that I use there in respect to individual, it doesn't mean unique only to me. Certainly, he has a special relationship with each one of us. And indeed, that may perhaps manifest itself in different ways, like perhaps a stricter or a more lenient set of rules when it comes to issues not expressly laid out in Scripture. That's a personal relationship. But that also does not mean that we can in any way reinvent God into the image of our own invention, making him up as we go along outside of Scripture's explicit description and directions. Because, hey, that's idolatry. Now, I've seen a lot of people depart from this fellowship over the years and have done so for a lot of stated different reasons. But the bottom line, seemingly across the board if they left disgruntled, is that they first desired and then subsequently invented a God who was different than the one and that was expressly revealed in Scripture, in the Bible. Their version, every time, was tolerant of sin and was somehow merely suggesting throughout all of the New Testament. Their God rolls with the changing appetites and looks the other way when they gossip and when they lie and when they divide the brethren and when they fail to lead their families and when they fail to take their place in the church body and essentially do nothing to further the kingdom of God. Their God looks the other way on these things. Their God is okay with all of that and much more. But the scriptural God, nah, he's not. They either do not know the true God or they refuse and reject the one that's presented in Scripture here. Now, that's a hard thing to say, but look, it can be seen in no other way. The only way that we can be an imitator of Christ is by allowing him not only the place of Savior, because we all like that one, but also the place of Master, Teacher, Authority in our lives. It means we live by what he has already said, not just upon our nebulous interpretation, our modern idea of what we think he's telling us today privately. Because, gang, listen to this. He will never, ever contradict his written word. He will never change his mind. He promises that he will never change. He's never going to go back on what he has already said. Now, we are to be like our Heavenly Father just the way children are when they grow up to be like their earthly father. We naturally mimic our dad's ways and our attributes and often his temperament, his language, and his passions. I know I have. This phenomenon happens only between a father and a child that's in a close relationship. It doesn't happen when we're distant from our fathers, and it doesn't happen when we're distant from our Heavenly Father.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.